Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 1 Peter 4:8.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Today's Bible verse is 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Holy suffering. I was tired and I dragged myself out of bed and to the kitchen to grab the necessary cup of coffee I needed to function. Pulling out my Bible, I curled up on my chair. Determined to be a godly woman, pleasing to God, I began to read. There was minimal time before our son woke up and needed his breakfast and preparations for daycare. I would then need to get ready for my commute to work. I heard noise, and it made me mad. My husband knew the rules, and this morning ritual of mine was protected time. Good morning, he wished me. I am reading my Bible, I roared. I was furious with his violation of my sacred time being alone with the Lord. My reminder of how things went worked successfully, and my husband retreated. Thank goodness. I was busy trying to be pleasing to God. Have you ever had irony beat you over the head? Reading the word could get me only so far. I actually needed to put it into practice. That wouldn't have minded me wishing my husband good morning. It seemed I needed a reminder that my schedule needed some godly management so I wouldn't be so oppressive. The Apostle Peter, a leader and spokesman among Christ's apostles, wrote today's Bible verse to believers suffering oppression. Peter wrote to these churches at the time not only to encourage them, and to acknowledge the suffering, but point out that to suffer for Christ had glory in it, even if it didn't feel like it at the time. This time was when the Roman Emperor Nero set the city on fire and used the Christians, who associated with the Jewish people, as scapegoats to explain the destruction. Many were suffering for doing good. Peter reminded the recipients and readers of his letter that they were now living for God rather than themselves. He wanted to teach Christians to live victoriously in the hostility directed toward them with hope because Christ would be coming again. Christians would always live in a hostile world to some degree, but Peter reminds us, the readers today, that since Christ will return, we have some responsibilities of Christian living. It's hard to imagine suffering for your beliefs in the United States in this day and age. Some Christian brothers and sisters in other countries can probably relate to a higher degree of persecution in their belief system. Yet our country is in a time of great divide and polarization. Just look at the news and social media. We don't know how to disagree with each other anymore. If we disagree with someone's viewpoint, we're declared wrong. Yet Peter calls us to love one another deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Love forgives over and over and over again. This sentence, love covers a multitude of sins, is probably being quoted by Peter from Proverbs 10:12. Commentator John MacArthur equates this to the nature of true spiritual love, whether from God to man or Christian to Christian, to cover sins. It means specifically that a Christian should overlook sins against him if possible, and always be ready to forgive insults and unkindness. In the preceding verse, as I mentioned before, Peter reminds us that each day is closer and closer to the time that Jesus will return, and we should be watchful and ready for Jesus' return. But this also means we should watch ourselves and the world to be prepared. It's essential for us to love those we'll spend eternity with. And in this broken world in which we live, we'll get on each other's nerves. Let's face it, if you love someone, and I'm not referring to just romantically, but the love of a child or friends included here. If you love someone, offenses are easier to overlook in many cases. You usually know the person and what they intended, or you know their character or maturity level, and you can more easily seek to understand. The word earnestly in this verse means to be stretched or strained. Think of an athlete moving at their limit. This kind of love requires a Christian to forgive, even when treated impolitely. However, where love isn't present, words, actions, and motives may not be understood, which can be ripe for conflict, which takes us back to what the Christians were experiencing as a result of the Roman Emperor Nero using them to blame for the burning of Rome. They were misrepresented, and their motives were questioned. Peter didn't want them to turn on each other, and he tried to focus them on what was important: Christ and their relationship with him. They were to look past annoyances and love as examples of living in Christ. Today's verse encourages us, to whom this verse also applies, to remember that love covers a multitude of sins. The irony was not lost upon me, and I apologized to my husband and wished him a better good morning. The good news is, his love covered my first not-so-good-natured good morning. May it be so with you, if necessary. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, thanks for loving us as you do. It covers a multitude of sins, and we know we live in this broken world, and we're going to snap, and we're going to be in ill temper sometimes, but you call us to live for you. You call us to a higher level of living. And thank you, Jesus, that we have your help in doing that through the Holy Spirit. We do not have to do it on our own. Help us and keep us in you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete. So if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement Podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.